morning. It is 8:22 and 42 degrees in downtown. The second Wednesday of the month, following the second Tuesday Coffee with the Cop, means that we have Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us this morning on Community Contact. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. Had a really good Christmas. It was fairly quiet.
I'm Bill Riles, WKKP.
Yes, it was good.
Okay, wonderful. We have you here the second Wednesday of each month following Coffee with the Cop, the second Tuesday. Was that held yesterday at the Nick Center?
It was held yesterday, and Lieutenant Nolte and his staff actually did that meeting. I did not make it, but I know that there wasn't anything specific that they discussed other than just kind of the normal, you know, talking about scams, talking about any kind of fraud, anything that we might need to kind of, you know, just kind of reiterate to our community.
We were just talking on the radio the other morning about scams. A caller on Swap Shop told us of one. What do we do when we get a scam call, other than hang up and don't say yes, don't give any information? Should we report it to someone?
Yes, if you will, you know, if a caller is, you realize that this is a scam, give us a call at the police department and at least let us take the information, because we want to take that information and send it out to the community so that they know what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there may not necessarily be a crime, you may not be out anything, but report it to us so that we can get it out there, because every day is something different. You know, we're here at first of the year, tax season's coming up, so we're going to start receiving some things on IRS scams. So everybody just needs to be mindful. Rule of thumb for me is, if somebody calls me and I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's important, they're going to leave me a message and I'll call them back.
So we call, let the Fairhope Police Department know. And I recall there was a time when we should have also contacted the Attorney General, or just send it to y'all and we're good.
If you'll send it to us, then we can either give further direction,
okay,
depending on what it is, or we can contact the other authorities that need to be involved.
Okay. Just the other day, as I mentioned, a caller called in, and I also got an email from one of our listeners who got the text about the virus, and the latest one of the new scams is calling to sell you testing kits.
Yes.
And of course, the testing kit never arrives.
Correct.
After you've given them your credit card,
yeah,
or payment on the phone.
Testing kits are kind of hard to find right now,
and
so they are.
It's a big hoax. And okay, so we just let our local police department know, for our listeners in Daphne, Spanish Fort, Mobile, your respective police department.
Yes.
Okay.
Let us know what's going on.
All right. Very good.
So, but, you know, other than that, they had some questions about the missing person case that we just had.
Tammy Wedgeworth, we just heard from Bill Riles and Channel 5 on that. Now, I'm presuming because she went to Mobile and she was found in Mobile, that's no longer your case.
That is correct. It's no longer our case. We assisted because we had the missing person part.
Mm-hmm.
So we took what information we had and we were able to relay that to Mobile Police Department and assist them in locating her and locating the people who were responsible. So that case has actually been turned over to them now, and they are running with the investigation.
Okay, very sad.
And they'll also do the prosecution over there.
Okay.
So, but we talked about that. We had our very first Citizens Academy meeting last Thursday.
I saw that. Tell us, what is the Citizens Academy and how did it go?
Well, the Citizens Academy is where we've handpicked approximately 30 people to join us one night every week for 6 weeks. It's Thursday night from 6 to 8, and what we do is we go over different things that we do in the department. We want to bring our community together, our community with the police department. You know, it's, the way I look at it is kind of building a team.
Mm-hmm.
Because our citizens can't do everything on their own. They need us. We can't do everything on our own. We need them. So we come together and find a way to work together. But they need to know how we operate. So this will give them an opportunity to come in and learn different disciplines within the department.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, you know, maybe advocate for us later down the road, you know, tell people, tell other people in the community, hey, you know, that sounds like something I've seen before. Maybe you ought to call the police department. And it's just a way for us to learn to work together. It was an amazing meeting that night. Our Joshua Cryer, who's one of our investigators, he and Sherry Schwartz basically organized this whole thing over the next 6 weeks, and they did an awesome job. Joshua is very entertaining, and he made it a lot of fun.
And you actually had an open application period for people to apply.
That is correct.
To attend. So do you plan on doing it again for those that you said it was limited to?
It was limited,
people, so.
And this is what I would like to see, is maybe we could do it twice a year. There is a cost and an expense, and I didn't necessarily budget for it this year, so we're kind of playing with what else we can do. But if we can do this maybe twice a year, we're definitely going to do it again. So whenever we get ready to organize that, the next one we'll send out. We'll do the same thing as a application process. And then I set up a committee. They go through the applications and they choose who's going to attend. Mm-hmm. So those that didn't get to go this time, but they're interested next time, they'll, you know, more than likely get picked for the next one.
Okay. All right. Normally we do the stats comparing previous month to month, how many calls and types of calls that the Fair Oaks Police Department has received. But because it's January, we're going to have a year-end review. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I'm just going to kind of summarize this. We will put out the December stats on Facebook. We've been kind of working with that, but we're trying to get our end of the year report together so that we can share with the mayor and the council. So what I'm going to do is we will post not only the December stats, but we will post the end of the year stats. And the way we've broke this down is we broke the stats down for the year in four different areas, all of which will, you know, kind of denotes different levels of activity. So the way we have it, and it can be a little confusing if you're not quite sure, and there's a lot of questions, and we encourage, if anybody has any questions about, don't understand what those stats say, reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to explain it. I'm going to do my best this morning to kind of explain what you'll be looking at. There's a sheet on there. It's calls for service. So this is how many calls dispatch gives out to patrol officers. Not every call for service equates to a report. Some are unfounded, and some don't even want a report. So these are just the calls that actually come into our dispatch center.
All right.
So in 2021, dispatch gave out 23,653 calls for service.
Wow.
Yes, that was everything that came into our dispatch center. The number one was suspicious circumstance with 838 calls. Now, that can be from a person walking down the road doesn't look
Mrs.
like he belongs.
Kravitz.
Yes. I mean, and that is, it is what it is. I mean, it's suspicious.
I'm joking, but hey, that helps for neighbors to be on the lookout for each
other.
So,
I mean, it's not necessarily everything that gets called in is a crime.
Right.
It may be something that looks out of, you know, ordinary, something that we just want, somebody wants us to check out.
Mm-hmm.
So we categorize that under a suspicious circumstance. And then we go out, we check it out, and then we report back on what it is.
Okay.
The number two complaint was animal complaints of 819 calls.
Is that mostly barking dogs?
It's
or
all animal complaints.
Okay.
Yeah, 819 calls. This is all animal calls. Patrol officers respond to some of the animal complaints on the weekends and at night. So it includes, it's a 7-day-a-week thing.
Might be a dead dog on the side of the road.
Yeah, it could be. It could be anything
okay.
involving an animal. Number three was reckless driving with 624 reports.
Wow.
We get that very, you know, like I said, it's the number three call. And then number four is vehicle accidents without injuries of 583. And that can be in the city limits and the jurisdiction. We get the calls regardless if it's in the jurisdiction or not. Now, we only work wrecks in the city limits most of the time. And then everything outside the city limits goes to the state. So, but we do get those calls. So there were 583 accidents reported into our dispatch center.
Okay.
And then we'll go to reports taken, which is the next sheet. This is obviously the reports officers took during the year. Okay, so now we've got...
After they've gotten the call, right. They've been dispatched to go, then they make the report if a report is
needed.
Called for.
That is correct. So, let's see. Out of the calls for service that I just went over, we had 1,258 became reports taken. So we took a lot of reports last year. The number one report was assaults. And the assault category covers a wide range of things. It's domestic violence. It could be an actual harassment. And that's just the way in our system, the way it's categorized for the feds and the state.
Because mm-hmm. you have to report this.
This
too.
Is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, this is correct. The number two was drugs with 348 reports.
Wow. You wouldn't think there's that much here.
We have a lot that comes through here, and our guys are very active. Mm-hmm. The ladies and gentlemen here are very active on patrol. So the number three was theft with 222 calls, and then we had 119 fraud. So what we did was just focused on the top four things that came in for the year. So
give us an example of fraud.
Fraud could be check...
A bad check.
Well, somebody who is identity theft mm-hmm. falls under fraud. Somebody signs a check that shouldn't have, didn't have the authorization mm-hmm. to do so. All of that would fall under anything that, I mean, fraud.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. One of the things we wanted to note was in our upcoming annual report, which we will be posting, we compared years from 2013 to 2021. And then some of the changes during that time is that our thefts are down 51%.
Really?
Our burglaries are down 80%.
Remarkable.
And then our drug increased by 36%. Now, that doesn't mean that... we've got a drug problem. I mean, that it's increased 36%. What that means is that we have made that many more arrests, and that includes some of our warrants. And so it's just not going out and making an arrest on a drugs. It's reports, and it's a report. It's calls for service and reports.
What do you attribute to the decline and the thefts and the other category you mentioned?
Well, the number one thing is we have more officers on the street mm-hmm. right now.
I was thinking more presence.
More presence. We do have more officers. And then also the cameras.
That's true.
We have cameras everywhere. And I say we as the community.
Somebody's watching you no matter where you are these days.
Exactly. And the criminals know that. Mm-hmm. So it's a deterrent. And I believe that contributes a lot to it. So our arrest, the third sheet that will be posted is our arrest. Our number one arrest falls under our failure to appear, which is 280. And that's the people who didn't come to court and the warrants were issued. That's always a big number on our stats every month.
That's kind of amazing to me. I mean, you've got a court date and mm-hmm. you don't show up. You're just digging a deeper hole for yourself.
Exactly. But also, the last couple of years, you've got to contribute a little bit of that to COVID.
Okay.
Because they've had to cancel court, mm-hmm. reschedule court cases, and either maybe somebody, they decided, you know, they just didn't want to come to court. I mean, we've seen an increase in that in the last couple of years.
Okay.
And I think that
makes sense. COVID,
I think it's
maybe,
because of COVID.
Okay.
I really do. The number two for arrest was 158 in drugs. We had 89 DUIs.
Now, what are we quoting here now?
I'm sorry. These are the arrests that were actually made.
For
the year.
Okay.
So, again, we're going over the number, the top four things that we dealt with. Number one was the failure to appear.
Mm-hmm.
The number two thing was drugs. Number three was DUIs at 89. And the fourth one was domestic violence at 51. And we noticed a little bit of an increase in our domestic violence during COVID. I think with just everybody being shut up in the house and...
close quarters.
Yes,
too much.
You know, it's a stressful time for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we're kind of seeing that playing off. So I think things may be getting back to normal.
When you watch the national news, it certainly doesn't appear to be getting back to normal. But here locally, how is your department doing with illnesses and people out with COVID? Are you having any issues?
Nothing major. We, you know, we've had a little bit here and there. I mean, but it's just like the flu season.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you're going to have sick. You're going to have people who get sick, but we have not had any major issues within the department, and we just continue to run and do what we need to do.
We're speaking with Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead here at WABF. It is 8:37 and 42 degrees. We're going to take a brief pause to check in with Kenny in coastal traffic and come back with more from our Fairhope Police Department. Stay tuned, WABF. Good morning.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, Mobile Police working a few new accidents, including one with injuries at Mont Lamar at Pleasant Valley, another one Cody Road North at Old Shell Road that's a fender bender. They're clearing Paget Switch Road at Highway 90 from earlier, and still no delay I-10 to I-65 or on the Bayway Causeway or through the tunnels. Join the Senior Bowl Tuesday, February 1st for the annual Senior Bowl Summit at the Sanger Theater. ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit will be the moderator and feature coaches Nick Saban, Brian Harsin, Mel Tucker, and more. The theme is tailgating with the coaches, and it's an event you don't want to miss. Tickets start at $25 and can be found at SeniorBowl.com. It's Kenny with Coastal Traffic on WABF 1480.
All righty, and we are back with Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead. Does that seem, have you had a chance to compare 2021 to other years, and how is it looking call-wise?
So 2020 to 2021,
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I was going to say, I don't know, I don't have that number broke down exactly what our 2020 stats were, but that's probably something we need to. And it may be here. I've got so much information with our end of the year report coming out, but I do not have that.
And when you have the when comparison. You do the report, who does it? Who needs it? Who do you submit it to?
Our end of the year report, we like to submit to the council and to the mayor to let them know.
Is there some national police association that takes that data as well?
Or? No. What we do monthly is we report. We report all this information monthly. All of this goes into our state and the feds, and then at some point in 2022, we will get a report that will be generated by them, because it comes from our UCRs, our Unified Crime Reporting, which is now turned into NIBRS, which is a national thing. So they're collecting different data now. So we're anxious to see how that's going to look. How different are our stats going to look?
Because of the way they're collecting it,
right?
Because
they've changed it and reporting it different.
Interesting. Okay.
So we're waiting, to see how that's going to affect us.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's going to raise a lot of questions. I have questions about it as well. The last page that we will post is our traffic report. So during 2021, we had 794 vehicle accidents throughout the jurisdiction. Again, at city limits and the jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 794 just in the jurisdiction. We had 455 of the 794 that were in the city limits.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then we had 134 accidents reported on private property. And then our officers made 6,778 traffic stops.
Wow.
So,
all right.
But that's and again, if there's anything that's confusing in terms of these stats that people have any questions about, we encourage them just to give us a call. We'll be more than happy to explain them. Send us an instant message on Facebook. We get a lot of questions there too.
Okay, and we'll be interesting to see when you post all this online.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A couple more things I wanted to mention. We're getting ready for Mardi Gras. That's just right around the corner.
Mayor Sullivan told me yesterday that the construction here, the North Church Street infrastructure project, will be halted when it gets to, it's almost to Fairhope Avenue now.
That's correct.
And for Mardi Gras and Arts and Crafts, it will be halted.
Yes.
So that the parade route, the crafts, all of that will be as normal.
Correct.
And then after that, it will continue all the way to Fells. So.
That's correct.
That's good news.
And we are... So we've got Mardi Gras coming up, arts and crafts, and that keeps us pretty busy the month of February and March. And then also wanted to mention, we are hiring at the police department. So if you know anybody who's looking for a job, we've got positions available in just about every division. Some full-time and part-time positions. So we're looking for police officers, correction officers, and communication officers.
And dispatchers, too, mm-hmm. I think.
Dispatchers.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
And then, just go to fairhopeal.gov and look under our human resource tab there. And there is a place there where not only can you read the description of the job, but it'll show you all the information that you need and show you where to apply.
Okay. And just FYI, our first Mardi Gras parade is Saturday, February 19th with the dog parade, the Haven's Mystic Mutts of Revelry at 3, and then a parade that night, a parade Friday the 25th, and Monday the 28th of February.
I know. It's hard to believe. We just went through the new year. Here we are approaching the end of January.
It's going to be here for you.
All the time. I mean, it's just passing by so fast.
And then Arts and Crafts. Yes. Crafts is always the third weekend in March. So it will be here before you know it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Chief. Anything else?
No, I think we covered everything I had this morning.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us on Community Contact, the second Wednesday following the second Tuesday Coffee with a Cop.